The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you do not believe the Creator has said regarding you, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you're a believer, he has also said, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven? Which inherently means I will give them great authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. Today I'm going to talk specifically about the subject of this program. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. And I'm going to present over the next few weeks a series of talks around this topic and how to achieve that relationship that I'm referring to. The Almighty has also said in this context, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. To everybody who's listening to this program, there is a huge opportunity for you personally to build a close relationship with our Almighty Father in heaven, our Creator. And I encourage you to listen deeply to what I have to say tonight and in the programs that follow. An overview of what we're going to talk about tonight. I'll share with you what I regard as the most important conclusion of my life. I'll give you a summary of the material that's going to be presented in the broadcasts over the next few weeks. I'll give you a bit of an introduction regarding relationship. And we'll look at engineered complexity as an indication of the reality of creation. In all of this, I would suggest for your consideration that a friend earnestly, intentionally, and actively seeks relationship and cares deeply for their friend. Are you concerned about your Father in heaven? Are you concerned how he feels in response to what people around you say, people in the world say? Do you care? Or do you just lead your life oblivious to the fact that he has feelings like ours, that he has sensitivities like ours, that you can hurt him and grieve him? If you're a true friend, those are things that will really occupy your mind. The article on which this program is based can be found on the website behind the home button on the top left-hand corner of the menu for more information. Bit of introduction. Who am I? Name's James Robertson. I have a PhD in civil engineering. Spent 25 years as a management consultant in South Africa. Currently the chief operating officer of a group of small companies in the United Kingdom. I've spent 25, going on 26 years, actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty. And that's what I'm going to share with you in this program. Into what is End Time Issue Ministries? It's my organization that I use for the delivery of my message by way of internet publishing, email lists, radio, now working on physical books. You can find the website www.endtimeissueministries.org, where you'll find much more information. What is this program? Specifically addressing the point that the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you, whoever you are, wherever you are, no matter what your background, no matter what your culture, no matter what your home language, your religion, your race, your creed, your color. Father wants a deep relationship with you. And I encourage you to jump right in, grasp what I have to share with you, and run with it. My website again, www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Lots of information there. Some questions from last week's program. Question number one, thank you for clearing up that owning thing. This related to somebody asking me that if a man consummated with a woman, he then owned her. Can't stress that enough, actually shocked at the suggestion. There is absolutely nothing that the Almighty has ever said that suggests that a man owns a woman. A woman is a free spirit. She enters into partnership with a man by her choice. And they're partners. They're not, he doesn't own her. So if you've grown up in a culture which even begins to suggest that you own your woman, you need to put that away. It's really not the way Father sees things. Next question, how can a whole generation be evil? Well, that depends on your definition of evil. If you have a worldly definition of evil, well, then there are a hang of a lot of good people on the planet. If your definition of evil is people who do not believe in the Almighty and do not have a relationship with Him, then just about this whole generation is evil. And that was my point. There are a huge number of good people who do not believe that the Almighty exists. And by the Father's definition of evil, that makes them evil. If you want to be a truly good person, you need to have a deep relationship with your Father in heaven. Next question, how do you know if people are speaking the truth? Well, at a simplistic level, you generally don't. Unless you already have revelation on that topic and you've tested it and prayed about it and asked for confirmation. If you want to know if people are speaking the truth, you need to take the time and the effort to build a relationship with Father so that you can go to Him and say, is what I've just heard or what I've just read or what I've just seen truth? Or in fact, is that delusion, is that error, is it lies? And the closer you get to Father, the more readily you will discern whether something is truth or not. If you pray some of the prayers that I gave you a few weeks ago, such as, Father, I ask you to open my eyes, that I will see only that which you want me to see. Help me to hear only that which you want me to hear. And help me to think only that which you want me to think, and help me to speak only that which you want me to speak. If you pray that on a regular basis, you will start to discover that you battle to hear people when they're speaking lies and untruths. Fourth question, are you saying people should get the microchip? No, I'm not saying they should get the chip, and I'm not saying that they should not get the chip. If you use a credit card, which has got a magnetic stripe on it, which is used to identify you so you can buy goods and services without having to carry cash around, it's really no different to the microchip. So if as a matter of convenience you decide to have a microchip in your right hand or in your forehead, well, so be it. No reason not to. If somebody, if your country makes it compulsory to have the microchip, so what? Just go ahead and do it. It has got no spiritual significance whatsoever. As I said, the real issue is, are you breaking the Ten Commandments? And if you're breaking any of the Ten Commandments, you have the mark of the beast. So moving on to the main topic of tonight's broadcast, the Almighty Creator wants a deep personal relationship with you as his friend, and he wants to reward you in the life to come. Yah, the eternally self-existing, the Almighty Creator, says, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. Folks, this is really so important. If you've never heard this message before, if you've never understood that we were created in order to be friends of the Almighty, I ask you to take that on board now and put it into practice. Father goes on to say the rules of engagement between myself, that's Yah, and Satan prevent me telling you anything you do not know unless you ask me or do something to put yourself in a place to hear new information from me. Folks, this is so important. Because of this contest between the Creator and Satan, both of them are debarred from communicating things to you that you do not give them place or space to communicate to you. You've got to pray the prayers that I shared with you a few weeks ago in order to put yourself in a position for Father to guide you. Father has also said, I, Yah, am limited in speaking to you by the mental barriers you have put in place with regard to what you believe I can say to you and by your vocabulary. We've grown up in cultures, so depending where you've grown up, if you believe that Jesus Christ is God, if you believe the Bible is the Word of God, if you believe that the name of the Almighty is God or the Lord, you're going to have great difficulty hearing when Father says to you, actually, my true name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, or Yah for short. The Bible is not my word. It is simply a useful history book. Yeshua, Jesus, is not me. He's a man, a prophet, human being just like you, and so forth. Father is so restricted by all the stuff that we believe. And again, you need to pray the prayers, do the fasts, and do the hard work to change your mental position. In all of this, remember that the purpose of serving Yah is not for what he will give us in this life, but for what we will give him in this life in exchange for his rewards to us in the life to come. So much of the charismatic Christian church over the last few decades in particular, certainly the last few decades of the 20th century, was around what you could get God to do for you. Healing, deliverance, financial prosperity, etc., etc. A huge wrong focus on what we could get Father to do for us. I speak for myself as well. I was caught up in that stuff as well in those days. This life is about what you can give to him so that he may reward you, not in this life, in the life to come. Yes, he wants you to be comfortable in this life. He wants to provide for you. He wants to protect you. He wants to heal you. But that is not the reason you're on earth. The reason you're on earth is to be his friend and to serve him and please him. So I want to share with you the most important conclusion of my life. Early in November 2013, I met with a professor who has significantly influenced my thinking on a number of elements of what I use in my consulting work. He very generously hosted me to supper and cancelled an appointment to hear what I had to say and to counsel me on a number of fronts. Towards the end of our meeting, we discussed a mutual friend who had a strong religious thrust and, in fact, led me back to our Father in Heaven in 1993 and who also introduced me to my host. I think I mentioned briefly that I was also religious and that this man had played a key role in my coming to a deep commitment to serve the Almighty. In passing, my host said something like, "As I see it, it is about living a good life." I experienced that as almost a dismissal of what I was saying about a relationship with the Almighty. At that moment, I knew he was mistaken, but I could not offer him a good reason, and so I kept my peace. I was deeply troubled after that meeting based on that comment. I knew that if that was indicative of his level of belief, he was not going to make it into heaven. And that was a terrible thought given the considerable impact he has had on my life. I prayed intensely about the situation. And a few weeks later, I heard our Father in heaven say to me, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" I knew instantly that that was the answer. A few minutes later, he said to me, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" Folks, those are two very profound statements. They fundamentally define what your eternal destiny is going to be, wherever you are on this continuum of being an unbeliever or a believer. And if you're a believer, where you are in that continuum. Coming back to my story, the problem was that I did not know how to communicate the message to this widely esteemed professor in a manner that he would be able to receive and act on. So I continued to pray. As I did so, I came to understand a diversity of issues that I had not previously understood. We did massive additions to my ministry website, adding over 700 pages that addressed all sorts of issues and answered any number of questions that someone who believed that being good might want answered in order to come to a place of deciding that there is an almighty creator and seeking a personal relationship with him. This is so important to really get a grip on my message. You need to come to a settled conviction that the Almighty exists. And we'll talk later today and in future programs about how you get to that position mentally, spiritually. I would suggest for your consideration, if you currently do not believe there is a creator, or you notionally at some point have said, "Well, maybe there is one," and that's as far as you've gone, please listen attentively to what I have to say in this and ensuing messages, and really consider your options and how you want to go forward with your life. There's a huge opportunity for a huge reward for eternity. And there's an even bigger opportunity to mess it all up and end up in a very uncomfortable situation as either a believer or an unbeliever. So returning to my story, I also came to understand that this was not sufficient. It does not help to decide that the Creator exists if one does not have guidance in terms of how to progress to a close relationship with him. So I continued to fast and pray and tie together things that I had learned over the previous 21 years, all directed at producing a document that I could give to this professor and others like him that would provide the best possible basis for them to make an informed decision for or against, and if they chose to believe, would provide them with resources that they could draw on to know what to pray. The end result is the series of broadcasts starting tonight, which I hope adequately presents the reality that the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with each one of us. Strictly speaking, that's not quite accurate. The end result was a series of documents which are available on the website and which I'm now presenting to you as a series of topics on in these broadcasts. Together with the first document, I authored a second document of 70 pages that I will talk about separately. This document contains a whole lot of how-to information based on my experience over more than 20 years of seeking to actively know the Almighty and to serve Him. At the outset of that endeavor, I had realized that if I could get the message right for my friend, it would potentially help many others. The bottom line is that after more than 21 years of actively seeking to know the Almighty Creator by applying a rigorous, what I call, engineering approach, I had arrived at the point of writing what I believe is the most important article that I've ever written, and the most important message that there is to any person on earth, that the Almighty Creator desires to have a deep personal relationship with each one of us. And for those who rise to the challenge, there are huge rewards in the life to come. This message goes far beyond anything I've ever published before, and far beyond anything that I've shared with anyone before. I've deeply learned in the last decade that it is about our relationship with Father, not what others say, not about the church, not about the pastor, not about the priest, not about the Bible, not about James, not about anything or anyone else, whatever. It is only about our individual personal relationship with the Almighty. That is all that matters. I have no doubt that the best for each of us is to grow in our relationship with Father, having Him help us in every area of our lives and helping us to grow closer to Him. And I desire this for everyone I know, and I desire it for everyone listening to this program. I desire it for anyone who visits the website. I desire it for anyone who receives the emails, reads the books. There's nothing more important in this life than coming to a place where the Almighty calls you His friend. Not about you deciding that you're His friend. It's about Him telling you that you have graduated to the position of being His friend. There is no greater reward on earth than to reach that position. I'd like to give you a summary of what I'm going to present over the next couple of broadcasts. So to recap, the Almighty Creator created us to have a deep personal relationship with Him. In order to believe that He desires a deep personal relationship with you, you need to believe that He exists. He says regarding this, by deep personal relationship, I mean an ongoing dialogue and partnership in which I, that's Yah, the Almighty, am consulted with regard to every area of that person's life, where that person is constantly asking questions directed at gaining understanding, and where I'm able to speak intelligently to that person at all times. In order to believe that He exists, examine the deep engineering complexity of your body, the world you live in, the planet, the universe, and recognize that this complexity and precision requires a creative agency to conceptualize, design, and build. It is impossible for you to have come into existence as the output of a progression of random events without careful intellectual engineering input. Consider also sexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction only works when it works. It cannot evolve as a random progression of events. Sexual reproduction requires that man and woman are sexually attracted to one another, have the mechanical components to couple successfully, have the reproductive organs necessary to provide the sperm and egg that function effectively, have the DNA and the DNA mechanics to generate a new being, have the nurturing equipment necessary to bring the resulting fetus to maturity, and ultimately to produce you and me. This has to be the result of a carefully designed and carefully executed creative process that had to be completed from day one. When Father created us, when he created the first man and the first woman, or the first male animal and the first female animal of any species of plant or animal, they had to be complete and functional sexually from the inception. There was no space for some form of evolutionary trial and error process to bring about sexual reproduction. No sexual reproduction, the species would die out. Working sexual reproduction, the species propagates, survives, prospers. You cannot, however you twist it and turn it, create an explanation for the existence of human life, for the existence of any significant plant or animal that reproduces sexually to be in existence today. There has to be a creator, and you are really dreaming if you think that you can postulate the existence of mankind without the hand of the Almighty Creator. And as I've just said, if you look around, there are numerous other indicators that clearly evidence that the Creator exists. This does leave one with the question of where the Creator came from, but that is no more difficult than believing that all of the stuff of which we are made randomly created itself into the highly ordered forms that surround us today. This series of broadcasts will then go on to examine the benefits to you of believing in the Creator. In simple terms, these benefits relate to being admitted to heaven or not being admitted to heaven. If you believe at a deep and intense level, you will be admitted to heaven with the opportunity to qualify in this life for a position as a friend of the Creator, which is associated with a position of high authority and great esteem in heaven for eternity. Or, if you believe and then ignore the Creator, you'll find yourself in the outer darkness, the trash heap of heaven, where because you've ignored him in this life, he will ignore you for eternity. The article discusses the different levels of rank in heaven in some detail. If you believe and do not deal with all your sin, you will find yourself in hell, the place of torment and correction, where you will pay the price for unconfessed sin before entering heaven. Now, you can go down the route of saying, well, what sort of being creates the outer darkness? What sort of being creates hell? Well, if you put yourself in his shoes, he actually didn't intend for anybody to be in the outer darkness. He didn't intend for people not to have a relationship with him. He didn't provide for that. He provided thrones and a place of great glory for those who faithfully served him. And he expected us all to be in that place. Not the messed up, muddled up mess we're in today. If you do not believe, you will become an ancestor spirit or demon on your death and part of a powerful, cruel, and evil regime that dominates the earth. But you will be dependent on living human beings, animals, or the adversary, Satan's messengers, angels, for transport. You will have no means of getting around on your own. You will be competing with over 100 billion other human spirits for a position of power and privilege in a hierarchy that demands allegiance and punishes dissent grievously. The rules of engagement are the contest between the adversary, Satan, and the Almighty Creator will also prevent you as an ancestor spirit from warning those who live after your death of the fate that's awaiting them, all you will be able to do is to help them go down the same route and the same road as yourself. So if you're a good person and you die and discover that you made a mistake and you should have believed, the rules of engagement will prevent you from telling your children or your grandchildren, your best friends, turning them from the error. And if you so much as attempt it, you will be immediately punished in a horrible and grotesque manner to teach you that you may not break the rules. You may read this and be turned off by all reference to religion. That is understandable. Most of what is taught by the church is false and confused. In particular, the Bible is simply a book, and worship of the book as the word of God gets in the way of understanding the truths of the Almighty Creator. Accordingly, to understand this message, put aside all that you have been taught about religion and consider a fresh look at the subject. You may ask why, if the Almighty is so powerful, there is so much wrong in the world. As I mentioned a moment ago, this is a consequence of the contest between Almighty and the adversary, Satan, in terms of which the adversary, on the point of being cast into the incinerator of heaven, challenged the Almighty that if he was given 7,000 years on earth with mankind, he would so corrupt mankind that there would not be a single person to stand against him. That's against Satan, the adversary, at the end of the 7,000 years. We are now over 6,000 years into the contest, and at this stage, the adversary is winning hands down. So the question you need to ask yourself is whether you will assist the adversary or will you assist the Creator. The reward for assisting the Creator is far greater than anything that Satan can give you. Many people believe that the standards set by the Almighty are too high. This is a matter of your understanding of what he expects of you and the manner in which he desires you to keep his commandments. In addition, there is great error in what the church teaches about the matters of the Almighty. Satan goes to great lengths to corrupt the understanding of any believer who starts to come into some revelation of truth. That is why the defensive prayers and the directional prayers that I've spoken about in previous programs are so absolutely critically important. It's why the fasting and praying is so important. It's why prayers like, judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more perfectly, and show me the level of my present deception that and how to correct it, are absolutely pivotal in walking the fine line of serving the Almighty. I'd like to now to move on to the introduction to the in-depth teaching, which I'm going to be presenting over the next few weeks. So to recap, the Almighty Creator created this universe, this planet, and all that is on it in order to create human beings as highly intelligent life forms with whom he could have a relationship and collaborate to learn more about what he had created. This is the most important element of human existence. We exist for one reason only, to have a deep personal relationship with our Creator and have him participate in every area of our lives. Everything else is of secondary importance, and the rewards that we receive at the end of our lives are a direct reflection of our success or failure in this one thing, relationship. Father says regarding this, by deep personal relationship, I mean an ongoing dialogue and partnership in which I am consulted with regard to every area of that person's life, where that person is constantly asking questions directed at gaining understanding, and where I'm able to speak intelligently to that person at all times. Stop and think about it. He is so powerful, and yet he wants a personal relationship with you. No matter how messed up you are at the moment, no matter how wealthy or poor you are, no matter how morally degenerate you are or self-righteous you are, He wants a relationship with you. He wants you to clean up your act, and he will help you clean up your act if you just let him guide you. And this series of talks will provide you with the material you need to do that. The articles that I referred to, which you can download today off the website, will also guide you. I want to stress that this is not about good or any other criterion. It is about fulfilling your design purpose. To better understand the above, consider that the Almighty spent millions of years crafting the universe, then the solar system, then planet Earth, then plants and animals, and finally mankind, so that he might have a deep personal relationship with each one of us and develop deep experience of his creation with us. Notice that this progression of creative events took place in an evolutionary, that is, progressive and experimental fashion. He didn't just click his fingers and everything came into existence. He slowly, painstakingly created a bit, saw how it worked, fine-tuned it, discarded some, and eventually got to a place where he had a planet that was pleasing to him and a solar system that was pleasing to him, with plants and animals that were pleasing to him. And finally, he created us. Late in the development process, the Almighty encountered a manufacturing defect in a messenger or angel who was one of the three commanders of messengers in heaven. That messenger is now known commonly as Satan, or more correctly, the adversary or accuser. This messenger or angel challenged the Creator, and having been found defective through the presence of pride and rebellion, was about to be cast into the incinerator of heaven, the lake of fire and brimstone. This was the fate of all experimental prototypes that did not perform to specification. At this point, the adversary challenged the Creator to a contest. The basis of the contest was that the adversary claimed that if the Almighty placed the adversary and those who followed him, one-third of the messengers, on earth for 7,000 years, together with the human beings that the Almighty was in the process of creating, the adversary would ensure that there was not a single person obedient to the Almighty at the end of the 7,000 years. The adversary demanded that if that were the case, he and his followers should be spared from the incinerator, the lake of fire and brimstone, and be allowed to rule on earth forever with the humans who followed him. If there was a single believing, obedient human free of sin and with established authority to call to the end of the contest, then only would the adversary and his followers be consigned to the incinerator. In what the Almighty now says was a rash moment of anger and frustration, he accepted the challenge. Thus, for the last 6,016 years, the contest has waged, with neither party allowed to take any action on earth unless they work through a living human being. Those who die are prohibited from correcting the errors of those who remain behind in either direction. There's quite a lot of material on the website about what happens if you die as an unbeliever. Again, Father did not plan for there to be unbelievers. He didn't provide for it. The other thing to realize is you may think it's not such a bad thing to follow Satan and rule on earth for eternity. There's a small hitch. There's a verse which says, through him we live and move and have our being. The ubiquitous spirit of the Almighty permeates the entire universe and holds it together and makes it function. It's what gives us life. And he has said that if he loses the contest, he will withdraw his spirit from earth, and instantly every living thing, that's plant and animal, will die. And if you're then an ancestor spirit on a living animal or human being, you will be stuck wherever that animal dies unless a mastermind, one of the ruling demons, comes to get you with one of the messengers or angels. And there's not a lot of them to go around compared to the number of ancestor spirits. So not a happy prospect. Those who die without believing in the Almighty leave their bodies but remain on earth as ancestor spirits or demons, and those who die believing in the Almighty are judged and taken into heaven, generally via a term in the place of correction, commonly known as hell, where they pay the price for unconfessed sin. Currently, there are over 100 billion ancestor spirits on earth, and the adversary is winning the contest, hands down. Thus, instead of a bright end result for his creative efforts, working in partnership and friendship with the humans he created, the Almighty has endured over 6,000 years of trauma and tumult as his creation has been ripped apart by sin and evil, to a point where today there are virtually no human beings who have any sort of meaningful relationship with him, and none who have the relationship the Almighty intended when he planned mankind. This series seeks to present little-known truths such as these about the Almighty and his ways in order to afford readers the best possible opportunity to take a quality decision as to whether they will actively seek to serve the Almighty or whether they will adopt another course of action. In particular, this series of articles or broadcasts is intended to draw your attention to the fact that no matter your spiritual condition today, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth desires a deep personal relationship with you starting right now. Coming back to a point I made earlier, how will you know the Creator exists? Well, I submit for your consideration that is the first part of the challenge, is it not? He created us to make choices, to apply our intellect to discern his existence. Actually, it's not as difficult to discern his existence as most people think. There are two key indicators. First of all, engineered complexity. If you've ever been involved in the creation of anything of significance, be it a cake of a particular type, building a treehouse for your children, building a house, having a new office building or factory built for your organization, or simply watching the construction of a road, bridge, building, railway line, etc., you know how exacting design and construct endeavors are. Creation of all these things requires a careful design by, in most cases, highly experienced and highly knowledgeable people. Even in the case of a cake, one needs prior instruction and experience to bake a cake which others will enjoy. Just look around you. Look at the plants, the animals, the planet, the universe. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. Each of the items that you look at are hugely complex. They can only have come into existence by a highly informed design and construct process. There is no way that you and I could have come into existence through some process of random self-creation. Our entire life experience tells us that it takes highly skilled people to develop plans that work and then to execute those plans to bring into existence the things that we conceptualize. There has to be a creator who designed things in a progressive, that is, evolutionary way, as he learned. He refined designs and conceived and executed new designs until he got to create human beings. And even that took place in a progressive, that is, evolutionary way. I submit for your consideration, I'm saying this as an NGO, and one of the things that tripped me up many years ago was that what the church was teaching didn't make sense from an engineering point of view. It was not congruent and consistent and technically plausible. And so I walked away from the Almighty in my 20s and early 30s. When I came back, I chose to believe that the Almighty did not want me to compromise my intellect, to compromise my engineering training and discipline. And so I set about this journey as an engineer with rigor and discipline and applying the tests of reality that I'd learned as an engineer to everything that I read and everything that I encountered. And Father has never let me down. Everything that he's taught me, everything that you will find on my website, complies with that level of rigor and discipline. And I encourage you, if you have any level of education, or whatever level of education you have, do not compromise your intellect. The Almighty is capable of being understood and grasped. It's religion and all the lies that the satanic realm have infiltrated into organized religious teaching that is the irrational, doesn't make sense stuff. Stop looking at religion. Stop looking at other human beings. Turn to the Almighty, and in the next few weeks, I will share with you my own experience of how to do that and give you a whole lot of protocols and processes that you can apply. So to recap, I've shared with you that the most important conclusion of my life is that the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with every one of us. I've presented a summary of the upcoming series of broadcasts so that you have some sense of where I'm going and you can follow along with me. I've introduced the discussion of relationship by talking specifically about engineered complexity. And next week I will talk about other indicators that indicate that creation has to have happened. And my goal in doing that is to enable you, if you're an unbeliever or a shaky believer, to come to a deep understanding that the Almighty exists. I would like to reiterate that a friend earnestly, intentionally, and actively seeks relationship and cares deeply for their friend. See the articles behind the home button on the top left of the website menu for more information. I'd like to draw your attention, as always, to the four documents on the website that I consider to be the most important. The first is the Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, which is the basis of much of what I've shared with you tonight and will share with you, Yah willing, in the weeks ahead. The second is the document, Seven Components and Drawing Close to the Creator, which I will walk you through systematically after that. Then the Creator's name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. So important that if you're going to serve the Almighty, that you really understand what His name is and who He is. And then where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? Very important document. A lot that you can learn from that, a lot of guidance. And we'll look at that article in months to come. All of this available on the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org, behind the home item in the top left of the menu on the website. Books of teachings and regular email articles are available from me. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's the same URL, endtimeissueministries.org. Email address James, james@endtimeissueministries.org. Visit the website and visit the homepage for more information. If you drill down on the homepage, you will find all sorts of background and context to what I'm talking about. So in closing, I would like to thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY radio webpage. I will answer them in the next broadcast. Please email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org in order to join the mailing list. I'm compiling a collection of my writings. Email me if you would like to obtain a copy, either electronically as a portable document format, PDF, or as a physical hard copy. The first volume in the set contains my most important writings, including those that I've just listed. And I hope to connect with you again next week when we will more deeply explore how to become a friend of the Creator. I really hope that if you are listening to this program on a regular basis, you are thinking more and more deeply about your relationship with the Almighty, that you're asking questions, which I hope I'm progressively helping you to answer. My greatest joy would be to know that you have listened to this program, that you've gone away and thought about it, prayed about it, done whatever it is you need to do, and made a high quality, no going back decision to seek to draw close to Father and ultimately to qualify to hear Him call you His friend. It is so important. He is so lonely. He is so good. He is so kind. He is so loving. He deserves better than he's got in the last 6,000 years. Folks, it's time for us to turn around and turn to him and love him and become his friends. And I urge you tonight to start doing that right now. And if you want to do that, please email me and I will get in touch with you. We can get on Skype and we can take it further. Thank you so much. Good evening. Father, I-